This is Jay Sekulow. The White House doubles down on its criticism of Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Go back to the State Department statement over the weekend. It was sort of as tough as this administration gets when publicly discussing Israel. Did you feel like it was necessary to take that tougher line publicly?
There have been a number of reports of the shelling of UN facilities in Gaza. We have, over the course of time, expressed our concerns about the necessity of the Israeli military to live up to their own standards when it comes to protecting the lives of innocent civilians who are caught in the middle of this conflict.
Not often you hear a U.S. official calling an Israeli action disgraceful. Your reaction?
Well, it was a rush to judgment. You just don't know all the facts. This has happened a number of times where people say certain things about Israeli action without actually knowing all the facts, and this is another one of those cases. Actually, in the same statement, it was said that we shelled that facility. Obviously, we didn't shell the facility. We didn't actually hit the facility at all. This was a targeted airstrike against three Islamic jihad terrorists who were on a motorcycle.
What we have also been clear about, and as that statement laid out in very plain terms, that suspicion that Hamas fighters are operating in the vicinity of innocent civilians does not justify taking strikes that put the lives of those innocent civilians at risk.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. And it's very clear that the United States has decided to take a position. Even there's a 72-hour ceasefire in effect. Right now it's holding. We'll see what happens. But the fact of the matter is there is a very real sense that the United States has, what we said, it's doubled down. And what they're doing is they're calling Israel basically unaccountable, that they're engaging in activities that tantamount to war crimes. And the reality is that the United States is maintaining this position despite the fact that the government also acknowledges that Hamas is, in fact, using their citizens as targets. Now, we want to get your reaction to all this, and you can call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It was Wolf Blitzer who said this is the harshest line that the United States has ever taken against Israel in the history of the modern Jewish state. And, Jordan, it's interesting that this comes out, and yet again, very little about Hamas.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got these statements from the United States, calling, basically what Israel's done abhorrent. And then, hours later, you've got this, what is almost a unilateral ceasefire.
Yep.
Hamas is said to have agreed to it. We don't know yet what that exactly means, 72-hour ceasefire. Really what this was, again, the international condemnation, when it starts coming from your most important ally, the United States of America, you're forced into this situation where even with the Israeli military commander saying they've gotten done what they wanted to, we can announce right now there are no IDF soldiers left in the Gaza Strip. They completely left that area. So it's not just a ceasefire. They've also withdrawn from the Gaza Strip for at least 72 hours, maybe longer as these peace talks continue. And you have to imagine that would not be the case. Israel would probably be destroying more tunnels, more Hamas rockets, and killing more terrorists, but for those statements from the U.S. State Department.
I just want to play the beginning of Wolf Blitzer, just the first sentence. This was from CNN yesterday. I want you to listen to what he says here.
Not often you hear a U.S. official calling an Israeli action disgraceful.
Now, I don't ever recall a situation where the United States has called Israel, our allies' actions, disgraceful. I want your reaction to the U.S. calling Israel's action disgraceful. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from around the country. 1-800-684-3110 when the U.S. calls Israel's action from the President of the United States disgraceful. 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And if you want to stand up for Israel, I can't think of a better way to do it than right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, that's going to include your ability to sign on to a petition so that our dollars, taxpayer dollars, don't go to Hamas to build more terror tunnels. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 or 1-877-989-2255. So again, if you want to make a stand here for Israel, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
As As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. So Israel is being called, their actions, despicable. I mean, these are really unbelievable words. Disgraceful. But listen to Josh Earnest again. This is for the White House. This is the spokesperson. Listen to number five.
There have been reports of Hamas using innocent civilians as cover to protect their weapon stockpiles or even to protect Hamas fighters.
So that right there is a war crime. So what Josh Earnest just said, there's been reports of Hamas using innocent civilians as cover to protect their weapon stockpiles or even to protect Hamas fighters, is a war crime. Okay, that's number one. Now listen to the next sentence.
Horrible strategy, and it is one that we have strongly condemned and continue to.
Okay, so they condemn it. How about saying it's disgraceful? They're saying it's deplorable. How about saying it's a war crime? How about calling out Hamas for engaging in a war crime? Then listen to the rest of this.
What we have also been clear about, and as that statement laid out in very plain terms, that suspicion that Hamas fighters are operating in the vicinity of innocent civilians does not justify taking strikes that put the lives of those innocent civilians.
So that is the most ridiculous statement from the White House. What is suspicion, by the way? They know what's there. They know that the UN's been used as these covers for these ammunitions, these missiles. So what do you do? You acknowledge, Josh Earnest, that they're putting civilians as shields. So you want the Israelis to say, okay, well, we're just going to let the missiles to keep coming into the United States, which is basically, Jordan, what they're asking for here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got this situation where the U.S. tries to condemn without fully condemning, and, you know, that again, they're using innocent civilians as cover. That's it. I mean, the fact that they're saying, well, it's a deplorable technique or strategy.
Yeah, what technique or strategy? It's
a
war crime.
To think about the terms there, you're giving way too much credence to what Hamas is all about. I mean, this is just terrorism. And as you said, it goes a step further than terrorism when you're in governmental control. So you've got effective control of a territory, which Hamas does of the Gaza Strip, because you have a say in these civilians and where they are. And you are, again, putting them at risk directly. If this was any other country, likely any other place in the world, did involve Israel on the other side of the conflict, then the U.S. would be calling it what it was, a war crime.
Well, that's exactly my point. And they won't say that. So we're going to say that. So I want everybody that's listening to go to your phones right now or go to ACLJ.org and stand with us. We don't want our money going to the war criminals Hamas. Let's call them what they are. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I think it's very clear that we say this and speak out directly on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, Jordan.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Bob in California on line one. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, Obama's his techniques have been despicable to the American people. What is he thinking? He's so blind and to anybody but the Muslims.
Bob, you got to understand something. This is the position he is advocating. So when the spokesperson comes up, this is what they're told to say. Listen to number four. It's a question by Julie Pace from AP. Again, Josh Earnest, the a spokesperson for the president, number four.
We can go back to the State Department statement over the weekend. It was sort of as tough as this administration gets when publicly discussing Israel. Did you feel like it was necessary to take that tougher line publicly?
Let me say a couple things about that. There have been a number of reports of the shelling of UN facilities in Gaza. I think that there have been seven or so.
Yeah, really? Except that's not exactly, you're not exactly telling the truth. Okay, with due respect to Josh Earnest, because listen to what Ron Dermer from the Israeli ambassador to the United States says on the same issue to Wolf Blitzer, number seven.
Not often you hear a U.S. official calling an Israeli action disgraceful. Your reaction?
Well, it was a rush to judgment. You just don't know all the facts. This has happened a number of times where people say certain things about Israeli action without actually knowing all the facts, and this is another one of those cases. Actually, in the same statement, it was said that we shelled that facility. Obviously, we didn't shell the facility. We didn't actually hit the facility at all. This was a targeted airstrike against three Islamic jihad terrorists who were on a motorcycle.
So there you have it. So that's what actually happened. Does anybody believe out there that the Israelis are going around saying, let's go, blow up a hospital with patients? I mean, do people really believe that? Do people really believe that Israel is saying, oh, let's take out a UN school just for the fun of it to make a point? I don't believe anybody that is rational believes that. But this propaganda coming from the left is unbelievable. In fact, it's palpable. And again, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But if you want to take a bold stand right now, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and add your name to the petition. We certainly don't need to be sending Hamas another $40 or $50 million. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, that's easy as well. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. You know, Jordan, when I read and we play these statements, you realize that the media is also buying into the propaganda, certainly the White House has, of Hamas.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it's never been difficult for enemies of Israel to find allies in the print media, especially, and some in, broadcast media as well, because you know what Hamas does? They set up good camera shots. They put kids in harm's way. A lot of times, it's not to take away from anyone who was innocent killed, but these are not even real images. This is fake. And any real broadcasters would, lose their job in other places for filming, people in hospitals who aren't hurt being carried out. And then 2 seconds later, you could see them walking down the street. Running down the street sometimes, as if they are no problem at all. Hamas and these terror groups do a great job as portraying themselves as oppressed, and they set up camera angles. They put the media close to rocket fire so that Israel's got to hit strikes nearby, and it looks like they're hitting, near hotels. I mean, it's all done in a very coordinated way. You're not dealing with just barbarians here, though their practices are barbaric. They are calculated in every step they take. That's how they exist.
No doubt about that. And that's why we've got to be, that's why we're breaking this down for you on this broadcast. All right, we're taking your calls. 800-684-3110. How do you feel about the United States calling Israel's actions disgraceful? 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another phone call.
Chris in Virginia on line two. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling because you know that U.S. is trying to get $47 million
right.
to Hamas.
That's correct.
To fund them. But how much money has U.S. gave Israel for the weapons that they've been using against Palestinians and the people in Gaza?
Well, they're not using the weapons against Palestinians. They're using the weapons against Hamas. So we have a Military Defense Act appropriations that goes between the United States and Israel for multiple reasons, including our own, which is our own military security issues, Israel being our most stable ally in the region. So we've had we give hundreds of millions of dollars a year, half a billion, to Egypt for their military. So the United States, that's one of the ways we engage in foreign policy. Also recognize this, that the money, and Jordan's going to talk about this, is really for Iron Dome, which is only utilized to knock rockets out of the sky that are coming in from Hamas. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, it's only a defensive measure. So Israel can go buy weapons like other countries who actually, have developed economies. Unlike the Gaza Strip, when you have terrorists running your country, it's pretty tough to, they've got to take in, these rockets from places like Iran or other terror groups like Hezbollah or smuggle them in from places like North Korea. So a lot of times, when you're seeing these rockets fire, by the way, these civilians get killed because up to like 20% of the rockets that are fired by Hamas are so poor. Poorly made that they misfire and end up hitting into the Gaza Strip. So that's part one. But part two is this idea again. We're the United States. We get to pick sides. We don't have to fund everyone, and certainly don't have to fund everyone equally. I mean, that's a bizarre argument, Chris. That somehow because we fund Israel, we need to fund Hamas as well. That would be that. Just apply that to the rest of the world. It makes no sense. Sometimes there are wars where there are civil wars and there are no sides taken. Other times we have to take a side as a country, and we've done that for the most part in this situation by funding more to Israel. But we're still sending millions into these terror organizations.
So what we've only got 45 seconds left, folks. We're going to get more into this when we come back from break, including your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Hey, folks, let's take a stand for Israel right now. Our government's not. We can. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm calling our office in Israel this afternoon, and I want to let them know hundreds of thousands of Americans are standing with them. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign for August. ACLJ.org, the easiest way to respond there. But to have your voice heard, speak out. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, and we'll take your phone calls when we come back.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yeah, we don't know the plan. The plan is discredit Israel and follow what the UN's doing. That seems to be the plan anyways. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I got to play this again, this a little bit from Wolf Blitzer, because I think Wolf Blitzer said it right, number seven.
Not often you hear a U.S. official calling an Israeli action disgraceful.
I mean, calling an Israeli action disgraceful. This is how we treat our allies, in public humiliation. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to join our petition on this. And if you want to speak to us on air, that's easy as well. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Sure, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Raj in Virginia. He's been holding on line three. Raj, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. There's a propagandizing of our schools, our colleges. There's an anti-Israel culture which has pervaded even our State Department. Look at Fletcher School of Diplomacy. Look at Georgetown University. They've all been infiltrated, in fact, subverted over all these years. So it's for us now to go to the polls, especially with the Senate primaries in Arkansas and in Kansas.
Well, there's no doubt, Raj, elections have consequences, and we're seeing some of the consequences of that. And the fact of the matter is, as we talk about what the world reaction is, Charles Krautheimer, our friend from Fox News, had this to say. Listen to 19.
The rest of the world's reaction to what's happening in Gaza is Orwellian. It is shocking, especially in Europe. It is a resurgence of anti-Semitism not seen since the 30s. This is a recurrence. It's all over the world. And don't tell me it's anti-Zionism. You listen to the slogans, you see the signs. Hitler was right in Germany, a sign in Germany saying that. This is a veneer that is a affront for anti-Semitism. It is back. It's all over the world. And that's what we are now beginning to face.
I think Charles Krautheimer is absolutely right. And I was in Oxford for a university dealing with this issue for 3 weeks. And I will tell you, it is a big problem. Although I will also tell you, there are bright lights, even within Germany, that understand exactly what's going on here. So we're able to influence a lot of upcoming politicians. We're going to continue to do that through our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy so we can influence these world leaders. But you got to. Raj is right. You have to influence in the academies. That's a big – in fact, Jordan, you and I have talked about that before, and you were at Oxford also. I mean, the fact is, the influence of the academy – you went to Georgetown. You got to influence the academies because that's where a lot of these people are trained.
Yeah, that's right. One way you do that, of course, is educating young people before they get into these schools, and also good professors, and calling out racism for what racism is. You know, it's like as if it's only about – if it's a negative statement about Palestinians or the Gaza – what's happening in Gaza, that becomes a racial statement or an intolerable statement. This same should be about these kind of statements with Israel. And, you know, on top of that, I think it's also about – the churches around the world, the United States churches do a very good job, I think, of explaining Israel. I think they've done a tremendous job in the last 20 years. But also, you know, through all of the offices we have around the world, oftentimes you'll have in predominantly Christian countries governments which are not great allies with Israel, but the church is the one remaining link. You'll see the Israeli flag in those churches being flown all around the world. And that's a very important way to impact, obviously, the culture if people are seeing it at church. So I encourage people to at home and at church to talk about these issues, not just say, I stand with Israel, but explain why.
Well, I think that's exactly correct, and I think the educational process is a big part of it. Look, we're launching a lot of initiatives here at the ACLJ to do this. We've got to combat the anti-Semitism is at the highest, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. I don't even like saying anti-Semitism. Let's be really specific. Anti-Israel bias, anti-Jewish bias to the point of hostility. That's what this is. Except for you that are listening to this broadcast, for the most part, you get it. And that's why we're standing with Israel. I want to encourage you to do the same at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Hey, if you want to talk to us on air, we're here for another 30 minutes. ACLJ.org if you want to communicate that way, or simply call us on air. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's do just that. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep. We'll go to Chris in California, line four. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've got a couple points.
Sure.
I've spoken to a few rabbis about, and I've mentioned the word Jesus, and I've actually seen a rabbi spit on the floor when I mentioned the word Jesus. There's, you know, that's not being mentioned.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
I'm going to get to that point in a moment.
Well, now, look, I got 3 minutes left until the segment's over, so get to your point. I mean, I don't understand what that has to do with anything, but make your point quickly.
Every Sunday, I see this propaganda about us supporting Israel so staunchly.
Yeah, what propaganda? Propaganda?
But the Jewish religion doesn't recognize our Savior at all.
Okay, so what does that have to do with bombs coming in from Hamas to Israel?
What it has to do with is I live in the United States of America.
So do I.
I live in the United States of Israel. Israel has a lot of...
Chris, what are you talking about? What propaganda? Let's be specific. What propaganda are you talking about? What is the propaganda?
You guys have been ranting and ranting for a while. Just let me get my point.
No, well, make it.
Okay, the point is anti-Semitism. If you're an anti-Semite, that means you're anti-Arab as well. You're not talking.
Well, that's
about
why
that
I just
either.
If you just listened to the broadcast, I said stop saying anti-Semite. I said say anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. There's a big difference between anti-Semitic. Yes, I agree with you on that. So let me ask you this, Chris. So you just think what we should do in this situation is bombs are coming into Israel. Israel should do what?
Okay, listen.
Answer my question, please. Bombs are coming into Israel from Hamas. What does Israel do?
What do they do? Well, they first of all, they have to quit pointing machine guns and surrounding the Palestinian people.
When you were in Israel, you saw people surround you saw Israeli defense forces surrounding Palestinians with machine guns when you were in Israel?
30-foot walls surrounding every
Well, what is that? Okay, well you're allowed to you have a fence up in your yard?
You.
You have a fence in your yard? Hey Chris, in your house, you got a fence?
If they surrounded my town.
Chris, do you have a fence in your yard?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a fence in your yard?
I do not have a fence in my yard. Yeah, sir.
I bet your neighbors do. You're buying the propaganda, and that's the real problem. I'm out of time in this segment of the broadcast, but, you know, if you're going to come on and make a statement like that, back it up with some facts. So don't say things like Israelis going around with machine guns surrounding Palestinians. You don't know what you're talking about. Do you have any clue where did you get that information from?
Read too much. Since 1948.
Oh, there we go, 1948. Oh, what, the Jews have been attacked, so let's. What do you think? It's all the Jews' fault? Should we do that? Let's blame the Jews?
Well, look at the whole history.
Should we blame the Jews? Blame the Jews then, right?
It's not about blaming Jews.
Who's it blaming?
This is about people living in concentration camps for three generations.
Hey, Chris, when was the last time you were in Israel and visited the so-called
I've
concentration?
Never been to Israel.
Right. Well, then you know what? Don't comment. Thank you very much. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this segment, but don't worry. We're here for another half hour. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. I encourage you to do it. And let me tell you something, folks. When I hear calls like this, this is why we're increasing our efforts to educate the body of Christ and the American people. This is absurd. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition for Israel. And I want you also to add your name to this petition now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. ACLJ is getting close to 1 million also, so we're close to 2 million. And also, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
to the broadcast, everyone. That's the band here at J Secular Live. Our friend John Elefante, former lead singer for Kansas, singing the lead on that great song with the great lyrics that really make sense with everything that's going on. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, handles a lot of our Israel matters. Skip, of course, we got the anti-Jewish, anti-Israel call of the day, which we always get one. The fact of the matter is Hamas is now, you know, making these public statements about calling for the destruction of Israel. They're not bending. And the United States calls Israel's actions disgraceful. Your reaction?
That call is disgraceful in and of itself. The Hamas charter calls for the destruction of Israel. It's a genocidal document. It calls to kill all Jews in Palestine. And when the Jews respond when they're being attacked, then they get criticized for defending themselves. It is absolutely despicable that our government has turned on the only government in the Middle East that attempts to apply international law the way it was intended to be applied, and that's Israel.
You know, Jordan, when you look at this, when you get the last call, and we had this yesterday, we had the guy. I'm going to play that one. Do we have that guy? I'll play that in the second segment. You know, you look at these situations and this kind of venom, and the media's spewing it, and you got the State Department spewing, and then now you got the White House saying the same thing. What's your sense of this?
Well, I think we've got a situation, honestly, when you have all of this coming together, we have to remember the good. The good about our country is that our Congress, when it has been almost at a standstill on every single issue, was able to agree at the last minute just last week before leaving for the August recess to fund, get the funding for Israel's Iron Dome to replenish it. So if this conflict were to flare up once again, that was a joint Israel-United States project. It's not all funded by the U.S., but it's also something where we're testing the technology for our own use. This is being used on smaller range rockets and missiles to see if this was something the U.S. could eventually deploy on the battlefield in a more significant way. So there's also a U.S. benefit here. Some people think we're just handing over resources to Israel's military, but in truth, they are kind of a technological test run on a lot of things before our troops are using these. So, you know, I think that is there, but what we see is now, I really do believe Israel was forced into this current ceasefire. Who knows if Hamas will abide by. And you know what? There may be enough pressure from the Egyptians and some of the outside, like the Arab League, to get Hamas to back off for a little bit and Islamic Jihad from the rocket fire because they may be just that decimated.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Of course, we're talking about the Skip. When you look at the situation, I mean, let's be you're a military guy. So what does it – I mean, let me play for you. Do we have time to do this? Yeah. Let me play for you the statement number 4. Now, actually, we'll have to save it for the break because we're running close on time. All right. Here's the question, Skip. What is Israel's options in this situation when these rockets are coming in?
They have no options but to do what they do. They have taken every defensive measure they can, but at some point in time, you have to go and actually stop those who seek – to destroy you. And that's what they ultimately did. And they were really freaked out, and they should have been, by the discovery of all these tunnels. No one knew there were that many tunnels, and those tunnels were meant to create mass casualty event in Israel in the upcoming month, at Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, once Israel discovered that, they had no choice but to go in there and destroy those tunnels.
I want to talk more about that when we come back from the break, folks. That's exactly what took place here. Those tunnels were going to be used for a massacre of Israeli citizens in Israel against Jews during the high holidays within the Jewish calendar. So this is unbelievable. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign that petition supporting Israel now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge for August. You can do that at ACLJ.org. And we're going to take your calls when we come back.
As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism.
Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Skip Ash is joining me and Jordan, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Urging you to sign that petition supporting Israel at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're beginning our matching challenge for the month of August. aclj.org is the easiest way to do that. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift. We've got a lot of people holding here, Jordan. Let's take a call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to John in New York online, too. John, welcome to JSecu Live.
Yeah, hi. First, I'd like to say that thank God for your organization.
Thanks.
Because if it wasn't for people like you and organizations like this, that there wouldn't be anything right being done. There wouldn't be anyone defending the defenseless people like, you know, what's going on. It's just outrageous. But I think if you took the names away from everything and you said there were people, A, that were sending rockets into the land of people, B, and people, B, have given you humanitarian aid, have given the supplies for these tunnels, are looking to protect themselves, are looking to live, that let people who are of the part of A, if they grow up in their land, welcome them as citizens in their own country, and are just looking to survive, that have given up land to people, A, and all they're looking to do is defend themselves, everybody would be standing up for B. But you put the name Israel on it,
right,
as Jew, and then forget about it, that they, it seems that they have no right.
Well, there's the distortion factor for it against Israel is palpable right now. And, Skip, I think it's fair to say the highest we've ever seen it.
Oh, it's awful. And I think it's getting worse and worse. You know, there's an entire worldwide trend out there and a strategy to delegitimize Israel, and this is just part of it. And I think the major problem here is that international organizations seem to be buying onto this, and the international press and our national press is buying onto this. What is really encouraging to me is that the American people, by a large majority, see through all this stuff and realize that Israel is the victim in this case and is merely defending itself.
Well, you know, they're already talking about filing complaints at the International Criminal Court. We've been there once before, by the way, Jordan, me, Skip, all of us, and beat back the Palestinian Authority's attempt. I'm sure they're going to try it again. All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Julie's been holding a long time, Jordan. Let's go to Julie.
Yep, Julie, you're calling in from Oregon on line 5. Welcome to JSecu Live.
Yes, Jay, good morning to everybody listening. I just want to say that about President Obama, he has been shunning Israel ever since he's been in office. He's been giving millions and billions of dollars to Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, ever since he's been in office. People think he's here for America, but he's actually here to break us down.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what I said earlier, Julie, and I mean it? Elections have consequences. And these are not accidental policies, Jordan, the president. These are calculated decisions that they're making.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, again, you know, this is the Obama administration's true beliefs, their policies. And what, you know, this is, again, you don't come out with statements about an ally taking disgraceful action if you are standing by that ally. You know, if you've got problems with an ally's decision making in combat, you can handle that privately. But what we've seen is an administration take all of the battles, the spats, public. So you see Secretary Kerry, you saw then the Israelis have to go public with criticism. All of this could be handled with true allegiances behind closed doors, on private phone lines, communicate the message, instead of giving terrorist fodder, which is exactly what this ends up doing, is empowering terrorist organizations.
All right, more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. The Israelis' actions called disgraceful, not by Hamas, but by our own president's chief spokesperson. It's pretty unbelievable. Let's take Curtis out of Texas.
Curtis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going,
Hi,
everybody?
Curtis. Good.
I wanted to talk about this $47 million to Hamas.
Yep.
That's pretty stupid. Hamas and Palestinians are two separate entities.
Yep.
Hamas are some extremists. Thug gangbangers, in my opinion. What they ought to do is create some sort of task force to go after these thugs, almost like a law enforcement deal.
Yeah, well, you're talking about like really, I mean, like for instance, they knocked yesterday, three Hamas terrorists were killed in a very targeted attack. So they have been doing, Skip, they've been doing some of that.
That's exactly right. The Israelis try to target those that need to be targeted, and they have the right to do that, and they're using smart weapons in every possible time that they can use that so that they minimize casualties to those around. But as we've discussed for so many days now, the Palestinians, on the Hamas, put their military targeting, put their military weapons caches, their headquarters, and everything else in areas that will intentionally cause casualties to civilians, because if the Israelis don't attack, that's a victory. And if the Israelis do attack and there are civilian casualties, that's also a victory. Hamas is very cynical about this, and they don't care either way. Either way, they win.
But, you know, I pointed out, Skip, early in the broadcast, that in and of itself is a war crime, which our White House isn't saying, that what Hamas is doing is a war crime.
Absolutely, it is a war crime. Every missile they fire into Israel, because it's unguided, is a war crime. And what's happening is Israel tries to do everything it can to comply with the law of armed conflict. Hamas could care less about that, and only Israel is the one being criticized. This is despicable, and it really legitimizes everything that Hamas is doing and encourages them to continue it.
We're taking your phone calls. How do you feel about your government, our government, telling Israel they're disgraceful? 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. 800-684-3110. Jordan, Skip brought up earlier, and I think it's important to understand, the network of tunneling was much more significant than Israeli intelligence realized. And it was being put in place for one reason primarily, and that is that they were going to launch on the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in September, October, they were going to launch an attack against Israeli civilians with mass casualties because these go beyond the lines. They go up behind these villages and towns where the Israelis are, the citizens are, and that was what's planned here. But yet the United States barely mentions that.
Well, that's right. I mean, and that's the problem, is that in the statement from the United States, you know, you've got, well, they're calling it a technique or strategy, using civilians as shields, human shields. They are calling a technique and strategy that they deplore, but then they go right to condemning Israel. And they say that just because Hamas fighters are doing that does not justify taking strikes to put the lives of those innocent, the innocent people at risk. Now, think about that for a minute. If then this is, no wonder you call it a tactic or a strategy. It's a pretty good one. Because if the world tells the other side, well, if they put kids in the way, you can't strike anything. I mean, think about that. That's a pretty good tactic then to use.
Yeah. So the attempt here, Skip, is to delegitimize the state of Israel. I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
That's exactly right.
And they're doing a pretty effective job of it, I have to say, in the media.
Right, and they want to make Israel to appear as if it's a pariah state, that it's out of the family of nations, and it should be excluded from all these things. And yet, when you look at what Israel does, when you look at their standards, when you look at this type of society they have, everything speaks against that. It is the only society in the Middle East where they include people of different religions, where they include people of different ethnicities as full citizens of the state of Israel. They participate in their Knesset. There are 20% of the representatives in the Knesset are Arabs, who are elected by Arabs, citizens of Israel. They allow those things to happen. It is a full-blown democracy. Even the Supreme Court of Israel will rule against the government in favor of Arabs, in favor of Palestinians who are not even part of Israel, when they have a case that justifies that. So to say that Israel is the boogeyman that people are saying is absolutely despicable and wrong, and the United States should be standing up for its ally and not criticizing it.
All right, we're taking more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Primo on line three. Very quickly, please, Primo, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jay. You know, as of a couple of years ago, I think Israel only had two genuine allies in the world.
Yep.
I think Egypt was one, and they're off the list now, and us. And I can clearly see from a Christian biblical standpoint that this is the world slowly but surely turning against Israel, just as has been prophesied. And not that I want to see it.
No, I mean, you read the signs in the times, and there it is. I will say this, Egypt, I think, Primo, has come back around. But your point is, you know, is there going to come a time when the world's against Israel? I think we're witnessing a lot of that right now, unfortunately, but probably higher than we've ever seen it before. I appreciate your phone call. Hey, folks, we're going to take more of your calls. We come back from the break, 1-800-684-3110. We've got a couple lines open, so if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Sign on to that petition so your taxpayer dollars don't go funding the jihadists, the terrorists, Hamas, ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Jordan has a page. I have a page. ACLJ has a page. And also, share that information out. Get it out there at ACLJ.org if you want to make an online contribution for a matching challenge. But if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
As Hamas terrorists continue to target Israeli civilians, including women and children, we have now learned a very troubling fact. Funds given to Hamas for humanitarian purposes have been actually used to fund terrorism. Instead of providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, Hamas used the money to build secret terror tunnels to further their attacks against Israel and its civilian population. Now the United States is planning to send Hamas $47 million for humanitarian aid. We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
You only give me your funny, baby.
break down. I never.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're in the first couple hours of the ceasefire. We'll see if it breaks down. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to those phones. Patricia's been holding for a while in California.
Patricia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good morning, and thank you for the wonderful job you're doing.
Thanks.
My concern is, I was wondering if the tables could just be turned. Since tunnels are coming from UN schools and hospitals and funding, why can't we just turn the tables on the UN and bring a lawsuit against them on behalf of Israel?
Well, it's an interesting question, and we're looking at the legal actions that may be filed at the International Criminal Court. But, Skip, your sense of the UN engagement here. I mean, I know the UN handed over the rockets back to Hamas. That was absurd. That was a couple of weeks ago. What do you sense here?
Well, we have to be attacking. We're preparing a letter right now to go to complain about this to the Secretary General of the United Nations. He is responsible for this type of thing, and it's a responsibility of the UN to be to make sure, because they get protection under international law, to make sure that they don't violate the terms of that protection. Once weapons are stored there, the UN flag no longer protects those facilities, and they could be bombed and attacked as military targets. But you're absolutely right. The problem is that international organizations enjoy a form of immunity under international law, so it's very difficult to sue them, but we can embarrass them and we can force them to do their jobs.
So we're going to do that, folks. We're already working on it, and that's where you come in again. You can help us by signing on to these petitions, because then we're representing you as well before these tribunals. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we're going right back to the phones. Phone lines are jammed. If you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
John in Arkansas on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a question. I'm a veteran, and I
thank you for your service.
Thank you. I really love the secure feeling that we had in the United States of defending ourselves. And I wonder if this strategy that our president is using for Israel, is it giving radical Islam a green light to come over here and have another 9/11? They have Muslims, peaceful Muslims living here. If they use their own Muslim people.
Well, I don't even think. Listen, they're recruiting. I mean, Jordan, we know that. I mean, the recruiting efforts going on by these Al Qaeda type groups right here in the United States is a serious concern.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so that's one of the top issues, is that we, again, by saying that using human shields is a tactic or a strategy, it's encouraging more use of human shields, children as human shields, by equating the two opposing sides here, Hamas with Israel, and saying that, you know, treating them as if they are both, you know, equally at fault and equally have a interest here in fighting this war. You're encouraging more people to join up with these terror groups. It is absolutely sending the wrong message to the Islamic world, specifically jihadists, who are looking at anything they can use for their propaganda. And poof, we sure are giving them a lot.
So, Skip, I want you to quickly respond to that, and we'll get to these other calls. But your feelings on that same question.
Well, Jordan's exactly right. There is no moral equivalency between what Hamas is doing and what Israel's doing. Israel has the right to defend itself. Hamas has no right to attack a sovereign nation. Furthermore, I agree with what Charles Krauthammer said about this administration and our foreign policy. Our Secretary of State is clueless about what's going on in the Middle East. His efforts are appealing to the wrong sides for the wrong reasons, and this demonstrates weakness to them. And in that culture, weakness invites attack. So I think the caller's concerns are right, that we have to be careful that we're not inviting another attack.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, 800-684-3110. We're going to have to do this rapid fire. So, Jordan, let's start with Billy, who's calling from Rhode Island.
Yeah, Billy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Billy.
Good afternoon. First of all, after we get done talking, could you turn me back over to your announcer, please?
Well, we will try, but Billy, go ahead. We're really tight on time here.
I was listening to Fox this morning, okay?
Yep.
And the female that's taking Mark McCallum's spot, refer to those jihadists that died yesterday or today as ISIS service members. And I just flipped up. Whose service, you know, what country, you know, it was such a...
Well, ISIS is this, you know, and now they're calling themselves just the Islamic State. But, I mean, Skip, you did a paper on this at Oxford. I mean, this is a presentation. This is a really serious threat.
It is a serious threat. The so-called Islamic State has a lot of money. They have the will to do awful things. I mean, beheading people, even fellow Muslims that disagree with them. They've lined up heads along the roads, and they possess radiological material that could be used in dirty bombs, and I think they have the will to use it. So they are probably one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, jihadist group that's existing right now. And the United States has to be very careful about how we deal with them and to keep them out of the United States.
All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Folks, I'm going to ask you to do this quickly as we go through this. Go ahead, Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. We'll go to Charles in Nebraska, line 2. Charles, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, Charles.
Thank you. I was just wondering, why hasn't anybody impeached our president yet?
Because these are not impeachable offenses. I want to be clear here. This is not a high crime or misdemeanor. This is a policy decision that is wrong in our view, really wrong and very dangerous, but elections have consequences. And you don't, because you disagree with the president's position, that's not the basis of an impeachment. Who's next?
Back to the phones. We'll go to Tony in Louisiana, line 3.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, running up our debt to $20 trillion, not an impeachable offense.
Nope. That's an election that has consequences, but go ahead.
Well, my comment is this, that President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu don't have a good track record. Obama's dissed him over the past few years, and he's shown his true colors when it comes to Israel.
Well, you know, Jordan, when you look at what's going on right now and you talk about the relationship between Bibi Netanyahu and the president, I mean, it's very tense, but the Israelis know they need U.S. support.
That's right. I mean, at the end of the day, even with the tense relationship, and likely it's because the United States is so important to Israel that's why we see the ceasefire.
And I'll tell you this, folks, that's the reason why there's going to be a ceasefire. My prediction is it lasts probably a day or two. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it'll last longer. But I hope Israel was able to destroy those tunnels. We're not going to be able to get to any rest of the calls today. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Let me encourage you to do a few things as we close this section on the program, close the program out. ACLJ.org is a great way for you to connect with the ACLJ, get our email alerts. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSecular. I think that's important as well. I would also encourage you to sign up for those email alerts, like I said, but also engage us on Facebook. We get a lot of information out that way. You could do that at facebook.com, of course. JSecular, I've got a page. Jordan has one. So does the ACLJ. So do that as well. We're in a matching challenge just starting now for August. ACLJ.org is the best way to make a donation if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ. And if you want to stand with Israel today, make sure your taxpayer dollars aren't going to Hamas. The easiest way to do it, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I urge you to sign on to those petitions, participate in this work. That's the way we're going to make a difference here. And I believe together we could take the right stand. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We need to send a strong, clear message. No funding for Hamas. No U.S. taxpayer funds to rebuild this terrorist organization, which is committed to destroying Israel. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell President Obama and Secretary Kerry the U.S. must not help this terrorist organization rebuild. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.